This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
It's all happening at the DNC, friends. All happening at the DNC. And you might be shocked at today's program. That's right, you just might be shocked as we look at what's really happening there with the exaltation of a new putative president, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, who is Biden's voice on abortion rights, is likely to raise the volume, said National Public Radio, the liberal National Public Radio. Throughout Joe Biden's presidency, he leaned on the outspoken former prosecutor and senator he selected as his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the White House's office of a voice of unflinching support for so-called reproductive health rights, which is a euphemism for unfettered abortion. And now, as the Democrat Party is rebuilding their presidential ticket, just a few months before Election Day, Harris is widely expected to take an aggressive stance in support of abortion access if she becomes the party's new, now presumptive nominee, which in fact that's what she is, hitting former President Donald Trump on an issue that could, as they see it, undermine his chances of victory. So when Biden endorsed Harris and announced his decision to leave the race, he well knew that Harris would be promoting unfettered abortion, which she likes to call reproductive rights. So today on Viewpoint, we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at who she really is in this regard and who the Democrat Party really is. As I was thinking about the DNC, Democrat National Committee, I was also brought to remember another DNC. Well, it's not DNC, it's DNC. And it has to do with dilation and curtilage of the womb of a woman. To broaden and widen her vagina so as to gain a doctor access to clean out the womb. Well, that's exactly what Kamala Harris wants to do. She wants to clean out the womb of the maximum number of women from anything that would purport to be a child. She wants to give women the right to clean out their wombs from all of the results of any sexual activity, whether legitimate or illegitimate. In other words, she wants to promote unfettered promiscuity. That's what it's all about, friends, and the Democrat Party is showing exactly where they stand, even as this very day, right there in Chicago, Planned Parenthood is showing exactly where the DNC stances really is. They're advertising, Planned Parenthood advertising a mobile health clinic captioned under the post, "Beep, beep, here we come, Chicago, Planned Parenthood's mobile health clinic," right there, not very far away from the DNC, as the Democrat National Committee carries on its historic effort to promote abortion, to completely eradicate the Supreme Court's ruling concerning Roe versus Wade, and to create a congressional, a law that would actually ensconce a replication of Roe versus Wade that the Supreme Court theoretically could not undo. That's what they're about. That's exactly what the DNC attendees are all about, what their intention is, what Kamala Harris's intention is. And friends, If you don't think this is a platform for promiscuity, you don't know what the Democrat Party is really all about. I know that may come as a very strong statement, but it's true. In addition to the mobile health clinic, physical Planned Parenthood locations near the convention are offering abortions and vasectomies free of charge. In other words, they are climbing onto this massive push under Kamala Harris to advance the cause of abortion, to market it as free, and vasectomies, in other words, so that everyone can have sex without consequences. Another group of online creators and activists are hosting a Hotties for Harris party near the convention location. There will also be a large inflatable IUD, which is a form of birth control that they will call Frida Womb. Frida Womb. Now, why do you think these things are taking place? Did they take place at the Republican National Committee, a convention? No. Why are they taking place at the Democrat National Convention? Because they know that's exactly what the Democrat Party is about. That is their biggest issue. And it's not about democracy, because democracy is about people. This is about getting rid of people. So let me ask you, what do you think is the greatest cause of death in America today? The number one cause of death. Do you think it's car accidents? Do you think it's fentanyl? What do you think it is? Do you think it's guns? No. Do you think it's heart attacks? No. It's abortion. That's the number one cause of death in America, and has been for a very long time. Think about it. Just consider it. 65 million or more abortions since 1973 alone. 65 million. What do you think the consequences of that are? Here is a party, the Democrat Party. It's not the Democratic Party, because they're not democratic at all. It's a Democrat Party that has nothing to do with democracy. It has everything to do with anti-democracy, using the word Democrat as a means to cover over their nefarious intentions to undermine democracy itself, while calling Republicans or Donald Trump anti-democratic. It's an amazing picture. You might want to go to our website, saveus.org, where you will find fact sheets. You can go there and find the Abortion Chronicles. It's the 2017 edition. It'll open your eyes. And now, if you think those things were bad, just imagine what it's like today. Obama was called the abortion president.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. The Democrat National Convention is being held in Chicago from August 19th through the 22nd. The presidential nominee Kamala Harris and her running mate Governor Tim Walz are expected to speak on abortion at the convention. That is their number one issue, period. Nothing else even comes close. Nothing else even comes close. And therefore, it should not be surprising that Planned Parenthood, in conjunction with the Democrat Party, has decided to set up what, for all practical purposes, is you might even call it the DNC brothel, because it's all about facilitating promiscuity. It's a platform for promiscuity. They call it women's rights. It has nothing to do with rights. It has everything to do with the abandonment of responsibility. It has everything to do with the abandonment of responsibility for sexual activity and that and the consequences of it, i.e. a living being, which they deny to be a living being, but in fact is a living being, as science verifies. So if they want to call for science, then let's call for science. It is a living being. It's a child. It's not a blob of protoplasm. It is a child. And it bears the DNA of the mother and the father. Yet Kamala Harris is calling for so-called reproductive freedom. No, you could call murder a kind of freedom, couldn't you? Isn't this just a kind of murder? It's just a different classification of murder, where you find a way, a reason to justify the killing of an innocent life. That's what it is. But why do we justify it? We justify it because of a level of narcissism and selfishness that is so great now in modern society, in Western society, that it has facilitated us approving that which is radically contrary to the word, will, and way of the Creator. Therefore, the pursuit and justification, broadly speaking, for abortion is an act of shaking the fist against the Creator. However, if they don't believe that there's a Creator, but the Democrat Party has a very hard time agreeing with that there is a Creator, and that's why their proposals are almost always contrary to the word, will, and way of God in the Bible. Therefore, they have to believe in evolution. So evolution becomes their creation ordinance. And if it's just evolution, then you don't have a Creator. You're not made in the image of God. And so you're just like a Homo sapiens animal. So we can just as likely take the life of a baby as we can of an animal, except that the very people who want to tell you that you advance money and are on television continually asking you to contribute to save the life of a dog or a cat are also the ones who are most likely to be promoting abortion, the killing of a baby. Now try to make sense of this. This is a reprobate mind, my friends, pure and simple. A reprobate mind, only a reprobate mind, can justify this kind of behavior. When Israel tried to offer, as did the pagan nations, their children unto Moloch, God was incensed over it as a complete shaking of the fist in his face as the Creator. God said, I created man in our image. In the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them. For what purpose? Inviolable marriage and to procreate and replenish the earth. The Democrat Party believes in just the opposite. So, when we look at the reality of what's actually taking place, what people promote, what they actually believe, it should tell us where, as professing Christians, we have to avoid putting our blessing by a vote, and where we should look elsewhere to find the right place to put our affirmation in the form of a vote. So when Planned Parenthood becomes, shall we say, the advance for the Democrat Party in its convention, offering free abortions and vasectomies, and a massive inflatable 14-foot IUD to celebrate as you enter the Democrat National Convention, you know there's a serious problem. Harris was Biden's voice on abortion rights. Biden was in favor of abortion, but he knew that Kamala Harris was the one who was almost vitriolic concerning it. She became the first vice president to visit a Planned Parenthood clinic. She undertook a nationwide tour focused on abortion as the primary focus. And most significantly, Kamala Harris will be the face of the drive to protect abortion. They call it rights. It has nothing to do with rights. It has to do with the denial of taking responsibility for sexual activity and behavior. So abortion access is the front and center issue of her campaign. A major contrast to the GOP. This is not a game, my friends. In reality, it's a matter of life and death for millions and millions of children. And how can it be justified? Well, we could say for the life of the mother, for in cases of rape and incest, okay, let's suppose we have those exceptions. Harris goes way beyond that. She wants freewheeling abortion all the way up to birth. All the way up to birth. So what she's looking for in her so-called push for reproductive freedom means she wants to restore Roe versus Wade on steroids. She wants it to be carte blanche. She doesn't want any limitations that were placed in Roe versus Wade. No, freedom all the way to the birth of the child. Here's what the Pope said about that. He said, abortion is like hiring a contract killer. A contract killer. He said, interrupting a pregnancy is like eliminating someone. Getting rid of a human being is like resorting to a contract killer to solve a problem. What do you think? Do you agree? Whether or not you're a Catholic or not, I would think you would agree. And yet, a billboard campaign markets abortions to black women as self-care, like a day at the spa. Black women, self-care like a day at the spa. Why is it marketed to black women? It's abortion racism promoted by the Democrat Party. Black communities are targeted by the abortion industry, with black women three times more likely to abort their babies than white women. Yet here's a billboard to glamorize the killing of black babies. My dear friends, if the color of your skin is black, are you going to allow a political party to deal in such a blatant racial fashion as to target your children? Over 15 million black babies have lost their lives at the hands of the Democrat Party through abortion. 15 million. So who are you looking to complain about racism? You got Hillary Clinton stating that killing babies in abortions is a human right. So if you're black, male or female, how can you possibly, with a straight face, talk about police brutality when you are killing far more of your own kin through abortion? It's unbelievable. It's unfathomable. 15 plus million black babies since 1973 killed intentionally by their mothers and fathers, and even through the encouragement of their pastors. Oh! Can you imagine how God would be weeping over such a situation? How can you go to church and claim to be, as George Gallup said, the black community is the most religious in the country? How can you claim to be the most religious in the country, the most Christian, praying and so on, and abort your babies at a speed 3 to 4 times that of any other people group? I don't get it. Is anyone listening today? Do you know, here is an article that came from the Russian Times today. Here's the heading. The Roe versus Wade decision is not about abortion. It's about preserving a republic. It's about preserving the republic. In other words, you can't continue to kill off your children and hope for the republic to exist, to continue. You are killing off the future of your country. Now, let me put that in practical terms. Everybody and his brother wants to talk about Social Security. Social Security. Social Security was put into effect, into law, at a time when the life expectancy was about maybe 65 years of age, average. Life expectancy is now almost 80 years of age, in the upper 70s. That's put a lot of stress on Social Security. But that's not where the greatest stress is. Would you like to know what's causing the greatest stress on Social Security? Abortion. If 65 million of America's children have been intentionally eradicated from the face of the earth by their mothers, their fathers, their doctors, their pastors, counselors, and so on, or grandparents, do you know what that has done? It has removed 65 million productive citizens that were expected by the statisticians when Social Security was founded to be able to provide the ongoing support for the Social Security system. In other words, what we have actually done through Roe versus Wade and through policies like Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, instead of supporting democracy, instead of supporting a democratic republic, they actually have been carrying on policies to destroy it. All for the personal convenience of sexual promiscuity. Is anybody listening today? We'll be back after this. Stay tuned. Anchor the seatbelts on your chariot, friend.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
The DNC, Democrat National Committee Convention, promoting sexual promiscuity through labeling abortion, unfettered abortion, no restrictions, Kamala Harris says. No restrictions whatsoever up to the day of birth. Where do you think that's coming from? Well, we might get a clue from this headline. Satanic temple to seek religious exemption to commit abortions. It's satanic, friends. It's not godly. It has nothing to do with freedom. It has everything to do with irresponsibility. Freedom and responsibility go hand in hand. Freedom is not the ability or the freedom, the right to be irresponsible. Responsibility is written into the understanding of true freedom. Otherwise, you're laboring freedom as license. Every man could do that which is right in his own eyes, anytime, anywhere, to anybody. And if a larger number of people want to do that, then we should vote for it and clap our hands, jump up and down, because now we've preserved the right for unfettered sexual promiscuity without any consequences. That's what we're talking about. The leading cause of death in America for years has been abortion. Not fentanyl, not auto accidents, not guns. Why does the Democrat Party want to curtail guns and they will not curtail abortion, when that would be much easier to deal with? Please try to answer that question with a straight face. Now, Kamala Harris wants to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. For nearly 50 years, the Hyde Amendment has been considered an unassailable fixture of the United States budget. First passed in 1976, our bicentennial year, just 3 years after the now-defunct Roe v. Wade ruling, the amendment prohibited federal programs from covering the cost of most abortions, with the exceptions of cases of rape and incest in life-threatening pregnancies. Although the original amendment applied only to Medicaid, Hyde's restrictions now extend to other programs, including Medicare, the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program, and the Indian Health Service. To many of its supporters, the amendment serves as both a guard against taxpayers funding abortions and a broad brush check on abortion access. Kamala Harris wants to undo it, get rid of it, just as Barack Obama wanted to do. You'll recall when Barack Obama was campaigning for president, he said that the very first thing that he was going to do would be to advance the cause of abortion all over the world. He would use America's taxpayer monies to do that. And he made the effort to do that. He also dedicated himself to advancing the cause of homosexuality across the world and went to Africa specifically to do it. That's why he was called the most pro-abortion advocate to ever hold the nation's top executive office. But Kamala Harris will be Barack Obama on steroids. They're all Democrats, friends. All Democrats. What is the Democrat Party about? Is it about freedom? Is it about democracy? What is it about? It's about destroying foundational morality that has been the life basis for a democratic republic in the United States of America since its founding. The Democrat Party is intent on destroying it. All in the pursuit of temporal satisfaction for sexual promiscuity, or to get rid of the consequences of sexual behavior by parents who want to have another house or another car instead of the baby that they conceived. So it goes to the economy, friends. Our view of money and our view of responsibility. The Democrat Party wants to remove all responsibility for actions that are contrary to the word, will, and ways of God, and even promote those actions with undergirding financial support. In other words, that's why Kamala Harris wants to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. I want to share something with you. And let's see if I can find it here. Well, it will show up here soon. All right, let me just go this way. In 1998, World Magazine came out with an article, fascinating article, World Magazine. And it was called Pang of Conscience. Pang of Conscience. Now, what we're talking about here is the role of the Democrat Party as it relates to primarily the issue of abortion, but all other moral issues as well, because they're promoting homosexuality, they're promoting transgenderism, they're promoting bestiality, they're promoting pederasty, they're promoting all of these aberrant sexual approaches, the LGBTQ plus issues. That's what they're promoting. And that's how they're seeking to gain the support of young people, and particularly women in America. Pang of conscience. Five modern Benedict Arnolds of the pro-life movement. Listen to this. In the summer of 1991, a governor shocked his state. Arkansans were amazed to hear Bill Clinton issue pro-abortion statements before the National Women's Political Caucus. Today, Americans used to his presidential defense of even partial birth abortions might be even more surprised to read what Mr. Clinton wrote in a letter to Arkansas Right to Life in 1986. Here's what Bill Clinton said. I am opposed to abortion and to government funding of abortions. Mr. Clinton's position changed as his presidential ambitions grew, and other politicians have walked exactly the same path, like Richard Gephardt. Democrat from Missouri, became minority leader of the House of Representatives. He wrote in 1977, life is the division of human cells, a process that begins with conception. The Supreme Court's abortion ruling was unjust, he said, and it is incumbent on the Congress to correct the injustice. Mr. Gephardt wrote in 1984, I have always been supported of pro-life legislation. But then he decided to run for president. And he soon announced that he had discontinued his support for pro-life legislation and informed the National Right to Life Committee, I do not support any constitutional amendment pertaining to the legality of abortion. Look at the arrogance of these people, friends. They had moral convictions until they ran for president. In other words, the power and the lust for the people enabled them to justify shaking their fist in the face of the God they claimed to declare as God. And then we go to Al Gore. He acted in a similar fashion. For nearly a decade, Mr. Gore voted for the Hyde Amendment, the congressional measure that has restricted federal funding of abortion since 1976. In fact, in 1984, he stated in a letter to a constituent his, quote, deep personal conviction that abortion is wrong, unquoted, unquote. And then he voted to amend the Civil Rights Act to define the term person to include unborn children from the moment of conception, which the Democrat Party has fought to undo ever since. They do not want an unborn child to be called a person. Unbelievable. Then in 1988, however, Senator Gore ran for president. He even denied casting that vote. He said, I've not changed. I've always been against anything that would take away a woman's right to have an abortion. Unbelievable. But then came Senator Edward Kennedy, another Democrat. Now an abortion stalwart when this article was written. In 1971, a letter vividly expressed his belief that human life, even at its earliest stages, has a certain right which must be recognized. The right to be born, the right to love, the right to grow old. That's a quote from Senator Edward Kennedy. But then, he decided to run for president. Now, the one that really gets me, the prize for the best early pro-life statements that was forsaken, abandoned, goes to Jesse Jackson, who in 1977 endorsed the Hyde Amendment in an open letter to Congress that opposed federal funds used for killing infants. Here's what Jesse Jackson wrote in an article. He said, it takes three to make a baby, a man, a woman, and the Holy Spirit. He said, what happens to the mind of a person and the moral fabric of a nation that accepts the aborting of the life of a baby without a pang of conscience? What kind of a person, what kind of a society will we have 20 years from now if life can be taken so casually? Failure to answer that question, he said, affirmatively may leave us with hell right here on earth.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
I have a question for you. Have you been seduced? Do you know that the Bible uses sexual terms to describe the moral errancy of people? People that claim to be followers of the Lord? seduced, or adultery, or fornicators. Those are the terms that God himself used to describe professing Christians or Jewish people that were supposedly the chosen ones, supposedly followers of the one true God, but abandoned that in pursuit of their own personal ideas, including abortion. So here's Jesse Jackson. He asked the question, what kind of a person, what kind of a society will we have 20 years from now if life can be taken so casually through abortion? He said failure to answer that question affirmatively may leave us with hell right here on earth. But then he ran for president. And that's exactly what Kamala Harris is doing, friends. She is campaigning for hell on earth. Not mincing any words, she's campaigning for hell on earth. The Democrat Party is campaigning for hell on earth. You may not like it put so bluntly, but that's exactly what it is. Even Jesse Jackson, a Democrat, and a black Democrat at that, described it as exactly that, hell on earth. My, how far we have fallen. Unbelievable. Time magazine came out with a piece just last month that Kamala Harris would make abortion her number one issue. She's consistently supported abortion rights through her career, has been seen as the stronger reproductive rights advocate. They're not reproductive rights, friends. They're defiling reproductive responsibility. They just want to put a nice spin on it. She wants to get rid. She would ban states from imposing restrictions on abortion and voted against a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. After 20 weeks, she still wants to continue on until birth. This is wickedness, friends. She may come to you with a smile, but so does the devil. He comes in as an angel of light, the Bible says, and he will seduce you if you allow him to do it. You might want to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints. It's not all about abortion. It's about a lot of things and about how we think about how we make our decisions, not so much how we vote, but how we make decisions, how we think about the things that God has said, how we think about the issues of our time. Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. It's an $18 book, yours for $15, on our website, saveus.org, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. And let me ask you this question, my friend. If you can so cavalierly support government affirming and even paying for the taking of your children's life, why should the same government not conclude that your life should be taken because you disagree with its position on this, that, or the other, including abortion, or including, shall we say, globalism, a new world order? That's exactly what the Antichrist is going to do. In fact, the New Age movement has specifically said that anyone who disagrees with that agenda must be selected out. That's what we're doing with our babies, selecting them out, abandoning them, throwing them in a bin somewhere after they've been dissected. Come on, friends. And even as today, the Democrat Party is advancing its agenda for unfettered abortion, Donald Trump is addressing a Christian group that calls for abortion to be eradicated. Now tell me, how can you justify, how can any purportedly righteous individual justify, how can any purported Christian individual justify voting for someone who makes it their primary platform position to eradicate, to give people the unfettered right to eradicate any child that they want to get rid of, even a minute before birth? How does that make, how does that sit in your mind? How are we to understand such things? Hillary Clinton calling abortion a human right? That's anti-human, friends. It's not a human right, it's anti-human. The Pope calling abortion like hiring a contract killer. I want to share something with you here. It's fairly long. I really want you to listen carefully. Has the DNC set a platform for promiscuity? Here's the article. Here's what an abortion doctor said. I might pull a leg or two off. Kamala Harris was involved in this in a big way. Videos featuring footage of a New York Planned Parenthood abortionist stating that a financial incentive from those seeking to harvest aborted fetal parts would make the people we have to get this approval from very happy. The second video featured Dr. Anne Schutt-Ein, the chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, and another one, an RN, the branch's vice president of abortion access, discussing how to manipulate the bodies of aborted babies so they can not only narrowly avoid committing federally illegal partial birth abortions, but also effectively harvest the body parts requested. Sounds like China, my friends. We talk about the Chinese doing forced surgery to take out hearts and organs and so on from people that they hold in a prison, usually for political purposes. We're doing exactly the same thing, in fact, just worse. And we call this America and want God to put his blessing on us. They're talking about how to get bigger pieces and avoid breaking the federal law against DNX, partial birth abortion. The undercover investigator speaks to them about wanting to get specific organs based on what is more profitable for suppliers. So now every time you do a D&E dilation and evacuation abortion, I'm like, oh, there's some lungs, there's some kidneys, said the lead doctor. The nurse later discusses how people would respond if they heard how she spoke to other abortionists and fetal body part harvesters. I'm like, she says, yeah, I have like a leg for you. I'm like, oh, blank. If other people were to hear me, they'd be like, you're evil. Well, they are evil. The lead doctor describes how she can get better organ specimens if the woman's cervix is softer or more dilated. Because then you can bring the fetus down, you can get more of it out before dismemberment, and you can get bigger pieces out, she says. And if you don't have good dilation, then you're almost like you're picking, You're picking because you know you get whatever is in your forceps, but if you have good dilation, then more of that will come out. In other words, you can sell the parts. The horror of the description is amplified by the fact that the lead doctor is speaking about tearing apart a pre-born human being with forceps. She's placing handfuls of food in her mouth while talking about it. They discuss how to get the most organs intact without violating the law banning partial birth abortions. You talk about legalism. If I'm doing a procedure and I'm seeing that I'm in fear that it's about to come to the navel, I might ask for a second set of forceps to hold the body at the cervix and pull off a leg or two so it's not... Oh, a violation of federal law. So I can tear off the legs. Wow. Another, the nurse says she explains how she's able to get the entire body intact. When you have patients who cooperate and there's good dilation, it's just like one pass, she says, motioning with her hands to represent the forceps, and you get the whole thing. She calls the baby a thing. Then, another doctor watched the baby on the ultrasound screen. He went in with forceps and grabbed the baby's legs and brought them into the birth canal. Then he delivered the body arms all the way up to the neck. At this point, only the baby's head was still inside. The baby's body was moving. His little fingers were clasping together. He was kicking his feet. All the while, his little head was still stuck inside. Then Dr. Haskell took a pair of scissors and inserted them into the back of the baby's head. Then he stuck a high-powered suction tube into the hole and sucked the baby's brains out. The woman said, "I almost threw up as I watched him do these things." Then the doctor delivered the baby's head, cut the umbilical cord, and delivered the placenta. He threw the baby in a pan along with the placenta and the instruments he had used. She said, "I saw the baby move in the pan," and asked a nurse, and she said, "Oh, it's just reflexes." The woman wanted to see her baby, so they cleaned up the baby and put it in a blanket and handed it to her. And she cried the whole time and kept saying, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me." And the doctor said, "I was crying too. I couldn't take it. All my professional years, I've never experienced anything like this." But friends, that's exactly what Kamala Harris is supporting. The Biden administration, Secretary Xavier Becerra, who took over as Kamala Harris's AG in California when she became a senator, claims such a procedure to be life-saving for women. Doesn't save the life of anybody, especially the baby. All it does is save the woman from the consequences of her sexual behavior. Kamala Harris, the engine of promiscuity for the Democrat Party. Is the DNC now a brothel? Just ask him. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner, friends. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. We dare to tell the truth, the whole truth. We don't try to camouflage it here. Sometimes you just have to say things the way they really are to get the attention of people who become normalized to that which is radically not immoral, but wicked. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, $15 on the website, saveus.org. You'll be blessed to read it. God bless and be in prayer for our country. And vote according to God's will.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.